This is KJZZ's SUNUP. It's your daily news update from Phoenix, the state, and the region. Good morning, I'm Bruce Drummond. Phil is off today. This podcast is a daily digest of the news events in Arizona. It's Independence Day 2024. Welcome to a Thursday. As we celebrate our independence, let's celebrate our democracy by staying informed. Here we go. Abortion rights advocates filed signatures Wednesday to ask voters to put the right to access abortion in the state constitution. From the politics desk, Wayne Schutzke reports critics of the proposal are promising to wage a campaign to convince Arizonans to vote it down.
Supporters with the Arizona for Abortion Access campaign say the ballot measure is needed to restore the right to access abortion for Arizonans that went away after the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. They argue the current state law that allows abortions up to 15 weeks of pregnancy is too restrictive. Volunteer Susan Ashley says that is a sentiment she heard over and over while collecting signatures for the effort.
I've talked with many women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, outraged that the young women in their state are denied a basic freedom that they themselves once enjoyed.
But opponents with the It Goes Too Far campaign say the ballot question is too permissive.
I know lots of good Arizonans signed this petition to put this ballot initiative on the ballot because they were told that this would simply put Roe v. Wade and restore it back into the Arizona Constitution, and that is not true. This misguided amendment goes far beyond Roe v. Wade.
Attorney Don Grove argued the ballot question would broaden the definition of the types of medical professionals who can provide abortions and overrule state law requiring parental consent. The Arizona for Abortion Access campaign denies those claims. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva told the New York Times that President Joe Biden needs to drop his reelection bid. Ben Giles reports.
Grijalva told the Times he'll support Biden if he remains the party's presumptive presidential nominee. But Grijalva, a longtime Southern Arizona lawmaker, said Biden shoulders the responsibility of helping Democrats retain control of the White House. And part of that responsibility, Grijalva said, is to, quote, get out of this race. Grijalva is the second congressional Democrat to call on Biden to end his candidacy. Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett, a 30-year veteran of the House, was the first to call on Biden to step aside in the wake of a dismal performance during last week's presidential debate. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Proponents of a citizen initiative that would institute open primaries in Arizona say they've submitted more than enough signatures to qualify for the ballot Wednesday. From the politics team, Cameron Sanchez reports the group hopes to end hyper-partisanship.
In Arizona's partisan primaries, low voter turnout allows candidates to advance to the general election, having only earned a small fraction of their constituents' support. The group Make Elections Fair Arizona wants to put a stop to that. Former Arizona Attorney General and Phoenix Mayor Terry Goddard is an advocate for the measure. He says it's needed because Arizona's current primary system rewards extremists.
They have given us a system of partisan gridlock, where any compromise is considered treasonous by the side that you happen to be on.
The group says they've gathered more than 580,000 signatures, which is far above the threshold they needed to meet to get the measure on the ballot. But they anticipate lawsuits challenging the validity of those signatures in the coming weeks. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A new survey of Gen Z voters in Arizona found that despite disillusionment with the two-party system, most said they plan to vote in the November election. Greg Haney reports.
In May, pollsters surveyed 1,300 registered voters between the ages of 20 and 30. Two-thirds said they definitely plan on voting in the coming election, while another 30% say they likely will. Gen Z voters expressed a high level of dissatisfaction with the current two-party system, and 80% felt the major political parties were out of touch. ASU professor Tom Riley designed the study.
I think what we'll see that is, since so many independents and this group of young people that are distinctly independent, that makes predicting outcomes pretty hard.
Riley said they will be able to track if respondents actually vote using data from the Secretary of State's office. Greg Haney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Professional fireworks shows will take place across the valley on the 4th of July. Christina Estes has details on some of the free events.
From Apache Junction, Superstition Shadows Park in the East Valley to the Buckeye Airport in the West Valley, Independence Day parties offer food, games, and entertainment. Glendale's event at Westgate Entertainment District starts the earliest at 5 p.m. while Chandler Park festivities begin at 7 and the fun at Fountain Hills Park starts at 7:30. With dangerous heat in the forecast, people are encouraged to bring plenty of water and shade devices like umbrellas. Most fireworks begin at 9 p.m. when temperatures will be around 105 degrees. Goodyear, Mesa, Peoria, and Phoenix also offer free events. Details can be found on each city's website. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Extreme temperatures have Phoenix firefighters concerned for hikers' safety. As Greenlee Clark reports, a 10-year-old boy died from heat-related injuries after hiking at South Mountain.
Just before 3 p.m. Tuesday, officers were called to a South Mountain trailhead where they initiated life-saving measures on 10-year-old Cortinez Logan. The child was transported to a local hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Phoenix Fire Captain Sean Dubois warns about the dangers of hiking in the heat.
Some of these trails on South Mountain are pretty difficult. You know, they're pretty long. And if you're an inexperienced hiker, potentially from out of town, you may or may not be aware of the level of difficulty or how long those trails are.
According to Phoenix Police, the family recently moved to Phoenix from Missouri. Investigators say the family may have been out on the trail in triple-digit heat for as long as 5 hours. Dubois stresses it is critical to seek shade, stay hydrated, and limit your exposure to the sun as much as you can. Greenlee Clark, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Mesa police have a new online system where people can anonymously report illegal fireworks. Keller Brown has more on the new holiday initiative.
The new program started Monday and runs through Saturday as police anticipate fireworks going on through the weekend. Illegal firework activities can be reported on the City of Mesa website. Users will be asked to give the location as well as upload any photos or videos. Detective Brandy Myers with Mesa Police says this is what happens after a report is made.
From there, that complaint will be sent to a specific mailbox that is monitored 24/7 by officers out in the community that will vet the information before sending officers out to investigate.
Illegal fireworks include Roman candles, bottle rockets, and firecrackers. The online reporting system will ramp up again for the New Year's holiday. For more on how to report illegal fireworks, visit this story on KJZZ.org. Keller Brown, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Yesterday, a group hoping to raise Arizona's minimum wage submitted the signatures they need to get their measure on the ballot. Cameron Sanchez reports.
The measure pushed by Raise the Wage Arizona would increase the minimum wage by a dollar each of the next 2 years, if it's approved by voters in November. That's in addition to current requirements that the minimum wage rises with inflation. Arizona's current minimum wage is $14.35 per hour. Before the issue can make it on the ballot, the signatures have to be checked, and the group cleared the threshold by slightly under 100,000 signatures. That's a somewhat narrow cushion. The measure also aims to eliminate tipping credits, which allow employers to pay their employees less than the minimum wage. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Chronic pain affects tens of millions of Americans, and some drugs to address it can have devastating side effects. Researchers with Arizona State University found that targeting a protein in the body that works as a cold sensor could provide a path forward. Wade Van Horn is a professor with ASU and study author.
Part of the motivation for this was to see, could we come up with a new type of pain therapy that is inherently non-addictive and could satisfy, you know, a number of needs in the clinic.
The study required efforts from scientists of different disciplines, including physics and biochemistry, to track the ancestry of the sensor. The study was published in the journal Science Advances. In sports, a better night in L.A. for the Diamondbacks. Arizona evened its series with the Dodgers with a 12-4 win at Dodger Stadium. Down 4-1 after just one inning, the D-backs rallied, including two home runs from Christian Walker, with Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and Gabriel Moreno each adding one of their own. The two teams play the final game of three tonight at 6 p.m., and then the Diamondbacks head to San Diego tomorrow night. In basketball, the Mercury were back at full strength last night, and it paid off. A two-game losing streak ended as Phoenix beat Dallas 104-96. Diana Taurasi and Becca Allen returned to the lineup after missing Monday's game, and they combined for 30 points, with Kalia Copper's 34 leading the Mercury. Phoenix is off until Sunday when they play the Aces in Las Vegas. And that's it for this version of KJZZ's Sun Up, the morning news podcast for the 4th of July. I'm Bruce Drummond. Have a great day, and we'll chat again tomorrow.